This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Good evening, Pastor.
Wow, good evening, Mac.
Pastor, I was thinking I have a good song that we could do in church.
Oh, well, I'm always open for suggestions for new songs.
This isn't a new song, but it's one of my favorites. Oh. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners right.
Hey, Mac, I don't mean to interrupt your beautiful singing, that's nice, but I'm just curious, why are you singing a Christmas song? It's Lent, you know.
Well, I know it's Lent, Pastor, but that's why I'm singing a Christmas song. See, I don't really like Lent, and I don't like Monday, Thursday, and I don't like Good Friday. It's all so depressing.
Really? Well, Mac, what do you find so depressing about Lent and Holy Week?
Well, since you asked, Lent and Holy Week are just depressing because it all starts with Ash Wednesday, right? So dust you are, and unto dust you shall return. And on top of that, Lent and hymns are all about our sin and Jesus' suffering and death. And then Monday, Thursday, the day Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper and gave us the new commandment to love one another, that's depressing too. Even Monday, Thursday is depressing.
Well, how so, Mac?
Well, don't get me wrong, Pastor. I enjoy the Lord's Supper and I partake as often as I can. And I know that it's Christ's body and blood offered for my forgiveness, and I'm comforted in that. But it also means that Jesus had to die a terrible death just for me. And I'd rather just dwell on the joy of resurrection and the story of his birth.
Okay, so I guess that means you probably won't be attending the Monday Thursday service tonight.
Actually, if we're not singing my hymn, I was thinking of going home right now.
Oh. Well, does that also mean you won't be attending the Good Friday service either?
Well, especially not the Good Friday service.
Well, I guess that means you won't be here for Easter Sunday either then.
What do you mean, Pastor? Of course I'll be here for Easter. I mean, I wouldn't miss it for anything. I never miss Easter just like I never miss Christmas Eve. They're my favorites. Hark the herald,
I know. I'm sorry, Mac. I don't want to interrupt your joyful singing again. But if I understand you correctly, you're saying that you love Christmas and you love Easter, but you don't like hearing about Christ crucified for you. Is that right?
Right. Wait. Okay, no, that's not exactly right, Pastor. I mean, I don't think you understand me. See, I just don't like Lent or Holy Week.
But Mac, Lent and Holy Week is about Christ crucified for you. Remember, Jesus was welcomed as Christ the King on Palm Sunday, and then he was betrayed and abandoned after he instituted the Lord's Supper on Monday, Thursday. And then he was arrested and crucified as a criminal on Good Friday. I mean, don't you get it, Mac? Easter really doesn't mean much without the events of Holy Week.
Yeah, I guess so, but Holy Week is just filled with so much evil. I mean, the plotting of the religious leaders against Jesus and the betrayal of Judas and the lies and half-truths told by the witnesses at Jesus' trial, the angry mob and the spineless behavior of Pontius Pilate, and then, of course, the worst of all, the humiliation and torture. I mean, torture, Pastor, and then death of Jesus. I don't want any part of that, and especially since the Bible talks so much about God's love and how we ought to be peacemakers. You know, that reminds me of the beatitude that Jesus talks about. Didn't Jesus say, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God"?
Well, yes, he did, Mac. In fact, that's the seventh beatitude. You know, we've been talking about the beatitudes for a few weeks. You know, the fact is, Jesus spoke a lot about peacemaking. Jesus said, go and be reconciled to your brother. And he said things like, settle matters quickly with your adversary.
Right, and Paul talks about peace a lot too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, Mac. For example, the Apostle Paul says things like, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. bless those who persecute you, live in harmony with one another, live at peace with everyone. Paul says things like that and a lot more.
Well, there you have it, Pastor. That's what sons of God do, right? They go around sowing peace and love. And the most important concepts of the Bible are peace and love, aren't they? In fact, that's my religion, Pastor. I mean, that's what I'm faithful to. That's why I'm singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because I love those words, peace on earth.
So where is it then, Mac?
What do you mean, where's what?
Where's your religion? Where's the peace and the love that you're talking about?
Okay, well, I guess I see what you're saying. I mean, you don't even find them much in the church, much less the world today.
Well, you've got that right, Mac. I mean, just think of this for a second. Marriages are in conflict. Parents and children sometimes don't get along. And then there's the Middle East. That's still a hotbed for murder and hatred. And of course, in our own country, we still have racial prejudice and discrimination. That didn't end with the Civil Rights Act, you know. And then, every once in a while, you hear stories about students taking guns to school and killing their classmates.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as you know, unborn children are killed in the womb every day in this country. And on the other end of the spectrum, there's elderly people who are ignored or even ripped off by unscrupulous telephone solicitors. I mean, there's so much more I could say, Mac. The fact is, that's what I call depressing.
I agree, Pastor. I mean, why do you think the world is in such a mess? Why don't people just love one another and live in peace like the Bible says?
Well, Mac, I think you know the answer to that one.
I know the answer?
Yes, I'm sure you do, Mac. For example, according to Holy Scripture, why is the world in such a mess?
Okay, right. Because of sin, right? Because we're all sinners. And God wants us, though, to live in love and peace. But we're sinners, and so we turn our backs on God's will and live like we want to live.
Mm-hmm.
And we still do the evil that we're not supposed to do. And we don't do the good that we're supposed to do. Now that I think about it, I don't do the good that I'm supposed to do. Now I'm really depressed, Pastor. So, what's the answer? I mean, how can we, if we're such sinners, how can we ever be sons of God? We can't even be peacemakers.
Well, I'm really glad you asked me that, Mac. You see, that's exactly where Holy Week comes in. The peace and love that you're looking for, the joy that you want to feel, that can only happen through the suffering and the death of Jesus.
I don't follow, Pastor. I don't get what that has to do with peace and love.
Well, Mac, you're not happy with all the hatefulness and violence in the world, are you?
Of course not.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't be. In fact, just think about all the ways that people break the Ten Commandments in this world. I mean, people are worshiping false gods. People are misusing God's name. People despise preaching and worship. And you have people rebelling against parents and other authorities. And there's murder and hurting fellow human beings. And then, of course, adultery and other sexual sins, like living together before marriage and pornography and homosexuality. And then there's stealing and gossip and the evil desires of our hearts. I mean, all of these sins and tons more show how we hurt God and others by our sins. Now, you're not happy about any of that, are you, Mac?
Well, of course I'm not happy, Pastor. I mean, I'm downright mad about it. And the more evil you dredge up, the madder I get. How long is your grocery list of sin going to be anyway? This is why I don't like Monday Thursday.
Well, Mac, my grocery list of sin is going to be just long enough for you to realize that God has plenty of reasons to be very angry with us sinners.
Okay, so God is angry. But what's that got to do with Holy Week?
Well, everything, Mac. You see, all of God's anger, all of his righteous wrath against the sins of the whole world, in fact, all of his anger against your sin and my sin, that anger became focused and concentrated and directed in all its fury against Jesus when he was on the cross.
Okay, I know all that, Pastor, but I don't like it. If I wanted to worship a God of wrath and anger rather than a God of peace and love, I'd just forget the whole New Testament altogether and just read the Old Testament.
But Mac, Don't you see, the same God is the one speaking to us in both Old and New Testaments. In fact, if you read the Old Testament, you can read an awful lot about God being love, and in the New Testament, there's a lot about God's wrath and anger. In fact, even Jesus himself was angry about our sin.
But Pastor, that's what confuses me. It seems like a big contradiction, right? How can God be both loving and angry at the same time? I guess the way that I resolve it is I just ignore what troubles me and think about what makes me happy, you know? That's what makes me happy is God's love, and not a God of anger and wrath and fire and brimstone.
Mac, don't get me wrong, God certainly is love. But if you read the Bible, you find out that God is also just. I mean, God simply can't overlook our sins. If he did, he'd be wishy-washy. He'd be unjust. On the other hand, though, Mac, if God were actually happy about sending us to hell, which is what we deserve, well, then he'd be unloving. So the solution that God came up with is what Holy Week is all about.
I still don't get it, Pastor. I'm not making the connection between Holy Week.
Well, Mac, you mentioned earlier the seventh beatitude of Jesus. Remember, he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God."
Right.
Well, Mac, the first thing you have to understand is that peace begins with the Son of God, Jesus. He is the peacemaker between us and God. You see, Jesus endured hell on Good Friday. He was damned in our place. He suffered God's wrath against our sin when he was hanging on that cross. In fact, Jesus willingly did that so that we might experience God's mercy and God's peace and God's love. Jesus died in our place, and so now God's justice is satisfied. Jesus sacrificed his life so that our lives might be spared. In fact, Mac, that's what Christians call the atonement. Or, as the Old Testament prophet Isaiah says, he says, "The punishment that brought us peace was upon him."
I guess I've never really looked at it like that before. I always thought that Holy Week, especially Good Friday, was just a lot of unnecessary meanness and brutality. That's why I just like to skip over it all and celebrate Easter. But you're saying it was a necessary sacrifice?
Yeah.
But how do we know? I mean, how do we know that God accepted that sacrifice of Jesus? How do we know Jesus really did make peace between us and God?
Well, Mac, that's what the message of Easter is about.
It is?
Yeah, yes it is. You see, the fact that Jesus rose from the grave on Easter morning, the fact that he appeared to his disciples and proclaims to them and the whole world that God's not angry anymore, that's what Easter's about. It means that because Jesus is risen, God is at peace with us. In fact, the sinner's death sentence is now commuted. Instead of the hell we deserve, we receive gifts of forgiveness and resurrection. That's the message of Easter.
Well, that makes sense. I guess now I understand why Jesus said that.
Jesus said Jesus said what, Mac?
Well, that's what Jesus meant when he was saying, "Peace be with you." He said a whole bunch of times, right, on Easter Sunday, when he appeared to the disciples in the upper room. Do you remember that? I've been reading the Gospel of John. And do you remember that specifically from the Gospel of John?
Well, yeah, it's in John 20, but why don't you fill me in, Mac?
Okay. So when Jesus first appeared with the disciples in the locked upper room, they were terrified. But Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you."
Right.
He said that three times. And I used to think that he was just telling that them because, you know, they were scared. They were terrified. But I think it was more than that.
Oh.
He was proclaiming God's peace to them.
Yeah.
You know, because Jesus had suffered and died, but was now alive. God was on their side. The war between God and sinners was over. Is that pretty accurate? Do you think that's what it's about?
That's exactly right, Mac. That's awesome.
Well, thanks for helping me get through this. I guess I'll have to change my views on Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday.
Well, does that mean I'll actually see you tonight at the Monday, Thursday service and tomorrow night at the Good Friday service?
Yeah, it sure does, Pastor. But if it's okay with you, I'm still going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Well, I guess that's okay with me, but I'm still a little curious why you'd like to sing a Christmas hymn during Lent.
Well, now that I understand Holy Week better, and that it turns away God's wrath and brings us peace, Christmas makes more sense than ever. Because listen to the words of the song, okay? Hark the herald, angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Because if I'm not mistaken, those words are saying that Christmas is really about the cross. It's about the reconciliation, right?
Oh, Mac, I appreciate you bringing that up. You couldn't be more right. In fact, Mac, God calls you His Son because Jesus' death and resurrection for you means that you are at peace with God. And you know what, Mac? As you share the good news of Christmas and also the Holy Week with other people, you will be a peacemaker in the truest sense of the word.
Well, thanks for those encouraging words, Pastor. Now, I really do see that Lent and Holy Week are anything but depressing. They're about hope. In fact, not only will I attend services during Holy Week, but I'll probably invite some friends to attend with me.
Oh, great.
Well, peace of the Lord be with you, Pastor.
The peace of the Lord be with you too, Matt. In a moment, we'll have the offering, but before we do that, please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor.